T-minus 25. 10 Downing Street, London, England. When the rumors reached him from China, John Cole was intrigued. If the stories he was hearing were true and the entire shelter repair crew really had just returned to Earth in a cloaked spacecraft, things were about to get interesting. Godfrey had let Cole in on the earlier news about New Kerguelen's great shelter seemingly having as much utility as a chocolate teapot, so the crew's inevitable confirmation, following deeper analysis, was sure to expedite a real human mission to the messenger's world. For men with minds like John Cole's, word of an underexploited and essentially unclaimed swath of land conjured up images of mining missions and colonies. New Kerguelen's habitable exterior wasn't just an interesting discovery. For the likes of Cole, it was a frontier. But none of that was in his mind, as call after call came in from his aides and his close associates around the world, including many friends in China, all of whom were telling him the same thing. The better part of an hour since the first call, which broke the news of a reported flash and hospital closure, the only other call that registered much in Cole's mind was the one that very conspicuously still hadn't come. The direct update from William Godfrey. After all Cole had done for him and the ICA project, Godfrey's nerve to cut him out when it really mattered was more than galling. It was flat out unacceptable. Cole's late-night mood was foul, cursing Godfrey and Ding, who surely knew, for so distastefully keeping this from him. It was a clear sign of where Cole really sat in Godfrey's thoughts, as a useful sounding board and occasional attack dog, but nothing close to an equal. I swear to God, Cole mused, infuriating himself with the thought as it came to his mind. If he's brought Slater in on this before me.